Welcome to another edition of The Broadcast. I am Vicky Barcelona, and with me as always, or almost always, unless she's on jury duty, or just away being ratchet, is, Sarah.
Oh, hey.
Sarah.
Vicky.
Do you have the contact info, by the way?
Oh!
Anywho, yes, I will, while you look for that, I will let you know. We did not have a podcast last week, and I apologize. I had a meeting that ran long, and poor Sarah sat here waiting to podcast.
I was all alone.
But I gave you a ride home.
So excited to podcast.
At least.
And it just never happened.
You didn't have to take the bus home.
Yeah, that's true. Especially with all this smoke in my face.
Oh, God. I'm so over the smoke.
I know. Can we, like, all just take a moment to realize fall is right around the corner, hopefully?
Dude, Danny already bought.
I'm so excited!
His first pumpkin spice latte. They were on sale yesterday, I guess.
That is a little ridiculous.
Yes.
I at least think they should wait until
September 1st.
At least, yeah.
I think September 1st is a good day.
Yeah, but
it's, like, not even my birthday yet. Come on.
I know, right? Damn. Okay, contact us. Facebook, The Broad-Cast. Twitter and Instagram at TheBroadcast999. Call or text us at 253-778-6029 or email us at TheBroadcast999@gmail.com.
And we have plenty of messages.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's start. Corey from Renton says, scroll down, rent super crazy around here. I'm thinking of moving to Tennessee for a change of scenery.
Huh.
I heard Tennessee is kind of cool. I'm a little worried because it's down south.
Hey, y'all.
But I hear it's, like, got a good music scene and there's a lot of good food in places. So why Tennessee?
Yeah, I'm curious for that, too. But it is probably, honestly, cheaper. For real. I always think, dude, it'd be so cool to, like, earn a bunch of money here and then move somewhere where it's way cheaper because the money's all the same. You
right.
know what I mean? So then you're like, what? $600 for this apartment? Okay.
Right?
I know.
I watch those shows on the HGTV. And, like, in Texas, you can get this big freaking house for the cost of what I can maybe buy a condo up north for. And I'm just like, but I want the house.
Yeah. And you're like, and the condo's up north and it's probably like an hour away.
Yeah. It's like, So I feel like just by looking on Zillow and all those websites, like the places I'm typically looking at, I feel like are getting cheaper. So I'm hoping that means it's a little dip. So then I can just jump on it.
Yeah. And well, I mean, and if you are kind of like more of like a simple life, like don't need the city or, you know,
yeah.
like I feel like why not, you know?
I used to be like, especially before I moved here. And then when I lived here, I was very much all about the city life. But the city has changed a lot since I started working here.
Oh.
And so I always thought it'd
like
be
gotten
a little
busier.
Busier, but it's just like a different scene. It's not as hip and cool. Like, I feel like there's just a lot of rich blood here now instead of just it's for us grungy music.
Yeah,
know,
a lot of people
artists.
Moved here for the money.
They have
for their jobs. And mm-hmm. yeah, I see what you're saying.
And so it's just like different people walking around the streets. I mean, you still get the weirdos because let's face it, it's Seattle, but not the artsy weirdos anymore. It's just.
Yeah.
Hey,
I just always think like I live in a city, but it's like we have to drive like 10, 15 minutes to like a mall or movie theater or whatever. Like I couldn't imagine, even if you do have some like crazy house, but like driving an hour to the closest mall or an hour to like the closest grocery store or something. Like I don't think I could go like that rural.
No, that's country.
Yeah.
I mean, I think maybe when I'm older I'd like to live somewhere that like, but I'd like to be within 20 minutes of a grocery store at
yeah.
the very least, at you know, most,
the very most. Yeah.
But I would like, if I had my dream place now, I would like a little house like in the Everett area and would like privacy because a lot of those old houses don't. They're really close to each other.
Mm-hmm.
So I would like some sort of fencing. And I really love it when people do like the big bushes and fence out there.
Oh, yeah, so you can't see. Dude, yeah. My neighbors did that like all around even like their front of their house. When
yeah.
they moved in, I was like, okay, they really don't want us to see what's going on in there.
But I mean, it's nice. Like you don't feel like you're exposed. Like
yeah.
my front neighbors are selling their house. Like they were renting it out for a while and now they're selling it. And I was looking. I'd never been inside, so I looked at their little flyer. I took it out. And it's more than I can afford. And plus, it'd be weird living right in front of my parents.
They would love that, though. Right?
They would never move because I'm thinking of moving. But they have had, since I was a kid, these trees. And I remember when they were smaller, but they cover the house. They're taller than the house. Like these bush-type trees that go all the way around their property line. And it's awesome because you never see the house. And I'm like, I've never seen them in their house. Like maybe from the side, like from one of my windows, but... like, it's privacy, and I like that.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just cozy, too. It looks like a cozy house. They have a hot tub, too, I found out. I did not know all my life they have a hot tub.
Girl, you should have been friends with them.
Right? I'm pissed. Or at least friends with the people that rented the house beforehand.
Yeah. Hot tub parties.
All right, we got a message from our buddy Moose.
Moose!
He says, not that it matters, but I was on a first date, and the girl asked me about my body count. Apparently it's high, and that was a turnoff. But what do you guys consider a high body count for a guy? Does it matter? Like, if they've had sex with a lot of girls, not that he's killing people.
I know. I love that you call it a body count. I was like, wow, what else are you doing?
Are you murdering people, buddy? That's not...
Wow. Okay.
Do you know how many your boyfriends have?
Oh, yeah. I'm so nosy. I want to know all that crap. Yeah. I want to know all about your past relationships, why they end, why they didn't end, like... Sarah's how many like people that, have you had sex with? Like,
you know when you have that bad dream before an interview of like you're going to have the toughest interviewer possible like at your dream job? That's what Sarah is.
I just like to – I'm an overshare. I feel like I overshare because I don't want anyone else to find out something about me through somebody else. Uh-huh. I want you to know about it. Mm-hmm. So I'm the same kind of with all my friends and with my ex-boyfriend. So, yeah, that was, like, one of the first things I think I asked on our first or second date. And to me, I don't care at all. Like, I don't care
at all. So if he said he has had sex with 500 women.
I'd be like, wow, have you been tested recently? Because, and I'd be like, that's impressive. I'd give you a high five because that's a lot of
But here's
women.
The thing. If you think about it, is there a number that matters? If the guy's only been with two people or one person, is that a problem?
I don't think it's a problem if you like ask, okay, well, you know, if they had been in a relationship for like 5 years with one chick or something, or they never wanted to give it up, or they were saving it till marriage and then
it didn't work,
or they did get married and you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I don't really.
But would that like put other concerns in your head? Because I feel like the reason why women fear a high, or even guys. Why anybody fears a high body count, if you will, is they get jealous. They feel like, I have to stack up against these people. But if you think about it, if it's like 500 people, you didn't have 500 committed relationships.
No.
Or even like 50 people, you didn't have 50 committed relationships.
Do you think they get jealous because of the relationship or they get jealous like, wow, you have so many people to compare me with?
Yes,
too.
I think both. Because I feel like at least with the high numbers, I you know, a person can say, oh, my God, you know, there's going to be people that are better than me or bigger than me or whatever. And by the way, if you're a guy that's like, well, I can't be with the girl that's been with a lot of dudes because she's going to be all loose down there. It's like, that's not how that works.
And we practice our Kegels.
Yes. But I mean, like, what's the difference between her having 50 of a dong for like the course of a year or, you know, the same amount of sex with one guy? With one dong, it's the same thing. Okay, you're same amount.
You're still getting stretched.
It's the same
out,
amount of times you're having sex.
Yeah,
like so that doesn't make sense. It's going to like retract back in, unless you're doing some ungodly things. I mean, that is all on you. That's
unless
what you guys like to do.
Sticking some things up there, or
I mean, if like I've seen that porn, like it's whatever is cool with you. It's awesome. But I mean, even then, it tends to go back pretty good. I think it is the whole like, well, there's probably some really hot chicks and you're really, you know, as a girl, like, oh my God, like, are they hotter than me? Are they better than me? You're probably thinking of them while we're having sex. And then if it's like a few people, you'll be like, well, you were really in love with this person if you're with them for 10 years or you have that to compare to.
Well, like I dated someone when I was 18, 19 and he lost his virginity when he was like 12.
Oh geez.
And like had already had like, he was a few years older, but had like triple the amount, like maybe even quadruple, right?
Yeah.
And it didn't faze me. I think everybody kind of looks at sex differently and, you know, and I was like, oh, well, that's cool. That like, I don't really care. And for some reason, I've never had that in my mind, like, oh, you know, she probably does this or doesn't do this or this, that, and the other. I never really even thought about that. But I will admit now that with my boyfriend, he really obviously likes the butt. So...
Your booty.
My booty. So I know I'm willing to do things that I don't think a lot of females do. So I kind of do have that in the back of my mind.
You're like, hey, I'm awesome.
Hey, I get a gold star. But but like that's really the only thing I've ever compared it to, kind of.
I feel like anybody, male or female, that cares about a count, it's, again, they have insecurities.
Exactly.
I think that's what it is. And it's not a bad thing. It's not like, oh, my God, you're insecure. It's like, okay, that's you. It's very valid for you to have feelings of this, but is it going to interfere with certain aspects of your life, and is that something that you can take care of with therapy or some self-evaluation?
Mm-hmm. And then I wonder if Moose, if you asked her the same question back,
yeah,
like, and if she answered, and what you thought about her answer or whatever,
right?
And I'm curious to say how. I don't even know if you were on a date and you didn't like the answer. Like, how would one react?
I had a situation where I told a guy my number at the time. By the way, my number is much larger than the number is that was then.
So he'd really like you now.
I want to say triple now?
Or no, damn.
Because, I didn't double it. Yeah, no.
Vicky has a large number. Well, at least for a female anyway.
Yeah. I mean, so we were talking about my friend dumped this girl because, you know, she had been with like 8 guys or 10 guys or whatever. And it's just like, and I'm like, well, what's the problem with that? He's like, well, you know, it's just so many. And it's just like, I totally see why you broke up with her. I'm like, that's not. And I'm just like, it's not. It really isn't. And if that's not a problem. He's like, well, and like, just I got.
Was this the guy you were like kind of seeing? Or like.
This was hold on, let me write it down.
Sort of doing.
Because I can't even say. He was actually my boyfriend for a minute.
Oh, okay. So you guys actually had a relationship, sort of. Yeah. So.
Yeah, there's this one. You need your glasses, woman.
Oh, God. He's my hero.
For different reasons, not because he was this insecure, but yeah. I told him my number and he was like, oh. And like one of the last things he said, and this was kind of like middle of the end, like I don't want to say beginning of the end. I was already kind of like over it.
Yeah.
Before, like I broke up with him, I think like a couple weeks later, like 2 weeks, 3 weeks later. And he's like, oh, and he like got really like uncomfortable for a second. He's like, you know what? I think I can get over this. And I'm like, all right, cool.
See, that's why for me, like having that all out in the open, right as you start dating, like there isn't that awkward, like, oh, is that a problem? Like we've really like now that's going to be a problem. Like now you look at me differently because of my count. Like,
yeah. And whatever I've done in my past or whatever I'm doing now is probably going to be different than what I'm going to be doing next year or in the next 5 years. So I don't want to be with anybody that's going to have a problem with my past.
Yeah.
If you are my present, you should only worry about our future if that's all you like. So I've met guys where obviously they've had problems, and I've met guys they're like, I really don't care. We can even talk about it.
No, like, good.
That's what I need.
Person I am. Yeah.
It's like I need somebody that I can talk about these things, because honestly, I've had some hilarious stories.
Yeah, and you've probably tried different things and been with multiple different dudes that want this or want that or you know.
It's like, oh, have you tried this? Let's try that. Like, and so it's just like a little open to conversation and not have that worry. But also, you know, some days I do feel like, and it could be a hormonal thing, or it can just be like the day's been crushing on you and you're not as strong-willed as you normally are. Like for me, if I just had a tough day or whatever it is, and like we start talking about something like their past, and it's like, you know what? Today I can't.
Mm.
Because normally it's like those insecure thoughts like, oh, you know, he still has got feelings for this person or this or that. Like normally it's like, no, logically, no. Like, we're good. My self-esteem's awesome, but it's just like when it's a hard day, I can't.
I'm just emotional today.
I'm just like, I can't. All I'm thinking of is bad thoughts. My brain can't stop thinking of the bad things. So I need you to please not do that right now.
Yeah.
Don't be offended. We can talk about it later.
Yeah, totally.
And so I think I don't have a problem with that, too. Like, if a guy's like, you know what? I can't today. Can we not talk about this? And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Don't be a dick, but.
Don't be a dick. But yeah, that's
That's interesting.
Interesting. And it's interesting, too, because I was just thinking, like, nobody else will ask that count. Like, if you're hanging out with her friends or whatever, like, none of her friends are going to be like, well, how many people have you slept with? You know what I mean? Like, it's not like she's going to go around and be like, he slept with 100 people. Oh, my God, he's such a slut. Like, no, you know?
We got another text message from our buddy Agustin. He says, just got done listening to the Monday's cast, and I just wanted to show you I'm not one of those guys that only has 4 pairs of underwear. And he like did his laundry and have a picture of all his stack of underwear, and they're all colorful, dude.
I love them, the pink ones.
Yeah.
oh, that is what's up.
Like the yellow ones with the blue stripes.
You know what? So, thank you. Thank you for that.
Because, yeah, boys, get more than four pairs of underwear.
Get more everything, really. And put it away, damn it. Sorry, I'm dealing with that right now. I washed my boyfriend's and folded all of his laundry, and it's just sitting in the hamper, and it has been, and I get it, but it has been almost a week now, and I need that hamper. So I'm like, last night I was like, babe, did you put the clothes away? He's like, oh no, but I saw them. Okay, cool. It's like,
I'm not gonna freak out.
No, I'm fine. I'm perfectly fine. Okay, honey, that's great.
All right, so we did get, I apologize. We did not have a podcast. He's like, I'm sad there was no podcast this week. Yeah, it took too long.
Vicky.
I know, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Well, the reason why we didn't podcast after the meeting was because somebody else needs the room.
Everyone else.
Right. All right, so I'm going to try to clean this up as much as possible.
Was it dirty?
Yes. He's like, okay, girls, ooh, I really need some help.
Wait, who's this from?
He did put his name. I know we've talked about him before. He sends us memes, and he did the pallet bed. Where is your name? James. Your buddy James. Thank you. All right. This is going to be a long text, and I'm sorry, but I don't know how to handle this one.
Ooh, okay.
So last night, I get a call from my sister-in-law, and she's freaking out because my 13-year-old nephew was caught with his girlfriend giving her the old, you know. I like what the words he used, but I'm not going to say it.
Playing piano?
Yes, I guess. So she wants me to talk to him about it. Seeing how she's a single mom and I'm his uncle, I said no problem. Now here's where it gets hard. His girlfriend is in the foster care system and now she wants me to have the talk with both of them. I don't know how I'm getting stuck with his girlfriend, but I am. My sister-in-law is sending them both up from Oregon next weekend. The hard part is I booked a charter boat to take my nephew fishing and I have to have the talk. So now I'm stuck overnight with two horny teenagers on a boat that I'm supposed to be talking about sex with. So girls help. So that was, I think you already, did they already,
you already
come
did
up?
The boat?
You already
did. Oh,
I
no.
Know. Sorry. However, I want to know what happened. How would you talk to two teenagers that were, like, would you talk to the female? I know I had a talk from my high school boyfriend's mom, because she apparently saw my Zanga page, which was before MySpace. And she, like, you know, she,
was
so
it
we
naughty?
Had a talk.
Did you have nudes?
Okay. So when, no, it wasn't nudes. It was dumber than that. So when you first have sex, or first start having sex, did you think every month you were pregnant?
Probably. I mean, sometimes when I miss my period, I still think that. So,
right. But like, sometimes they're like, oh my God, I'm pregnant. Like, especially because you don't know. It's like sex is a new thing. You're like, what if I'm pregnant? Oh my God, we used a condom, but what if I'm pregnant? So I had posted that. Like, I'm like, what about, like, something about that?
Oh.
And so she had read it. And so we went for a walk and we talked about it. And I just remember it being very uncomfortable. That's it was his stepmom, awkward. By the way. It wasn't his actual mom.
Why would she talk to you? Like,
because
were you guys really close?
No, not, I mean, I was over there a lot and it was just, I think we were just both kind of messed up teenagers and we already had enough issues. She's like, yeah, you already have enough stuff on your plate. You don't need to add teen pregnancy.
Yeah, since you're over all the time. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, we weren't allowed over when they weren't there, but we still did it. Like, it was basically, she said, do not, like, you're not allowed over when no one's home. The dad's like, I don't care. Just don't let me see it. Like,
yeah.
His dad was very much like that kind of dad.
I'm curious because I understand, obviously, you talking to the dude and I feel like, in a weird way, like,
you're his father figure in a way.
Yeah. And I feel like you, in kind of, I think the way it should be delivered is the cool guy, Earl, and being like, you know, I was 13. Like, I was totally like all about, you know what I mean? Like, I get it. I was
also,
there.
Yeah. Don't scold him.
Yeah. Yeah. Be kind of his buddy. I think that's a really good approach because, I mean, at the end of the day, teenagers will do whatever the hell they want.
Yeah,
but you have
but
to be like
informative. If you can create a comfortable environment, I think people get are like, well, I'm the parent. I shouldn't be the buddy. You know, I'm the guardian. I shouldn't be a friend. I'm the guardian. It's like, okay.
We're going to rebel. You know, I mean.
But when we say be a friend or be a buddy, it doesn't mean, you know, let him off scot, you know, free or whatever.
No.
It's create a comfortable environment because it is a very uncomfortable thing to talk about.
Totally. And especially if it's not even your kid.
Right.
But like, I would. Like, well, obviously the whole condom things, but I feel like everybody knows about that. But also really, really put in their brain about STDs, because obviously that didn't stick with me very well. I mean, I've never had one, but like I always forget about that. Like, birth control, yes, is one thing. Condoms, yes. But also do the whole STD thing. And like, you know, be like, I had a scare once, right. or I had a buddy that had this, and it just sucks. And like,
and whether your kids are in a heterosexual relationship or homosexual relationship, because I remember I had to, my friend had to tell her daughter, who's a lesbian, like, honey, you need to use protection. She's like, I'm a girl and I like girls. She's like, no, dental dams. And I had to, like, I was there when that happened. And
see, I explained to her.
Like, I had to explain to her. I'm like, no, you can
still.
Yeah, you could still get stuff, girl.
Yeah.
It's like, trust me. And so I'm like, these are the things you can do. And she kind of looked at me funny, like, what? Like, mm-hmm. she didn't believe her mom. And so sometimes it is actually better that it's you. You're the uncle, because kids tend to listen better.
Yeah.
When it's not necessarily their direct parent.
Totally. And if you come across more like, dude, I was once your age, I get it. But like, this is how this goes down, and it's a real thing, and STDs are, and pregnancy is, and mm-hmm. you know. So, I mean, I'd kind of approach it with her like that too, really.
And just be there with the facts, because kids think all the dumbest things. Well, she can't get pregnant if she's on top. Or she can't get pregnant if she's on her period, which you can.
Or the whole pull-out technique.
Yeah, that doesn't work. So here's a little thing. I flunked out of most of my classes in community college. The one I did not flunk out of was human sexuality.
Sex.
And we learned like the scientific reasons, purposes of the vagina and all these things. And so one of the things we did learn is that semen can live in the vagina for up to 7 days.
Oh,
like, it could still be alive.
That is so weird.
So if you think, oh, she is on her period, she won't get pregnant. That's not, depending on where she's at her cycle, that little sucker could still be raring to go to fertilize an egg.
Could be ready and waiting.
So use condoms, especially if you don't know the person. Be safe. STDs are a real thing. If you're in a committed relationship, you know, you have your discussions and stuff. But I know people who are in committed relationships and still got an STD because their significant other was not faithful.
Yeah, you really just got to tell them all the things.
Yeah.
But I hope you were like chill. Hopefully you could say like, yo, so I heard your mom caught you. So yeah, let's talk about it.
But now it's like your mom's telling people, and it's that weird. It's like,
well, he's going to know. He's going to know if his uncle's randomly going to talk about sex. He's going
to
know, like,
but do you want him to say that, though? It's like, there's a difference. It's like, okay, let's just pretend that my mom still doesn't know.
See, for me, I would want, okay, yeah, mom told you. Okay, yeah. Here we are. Honestly, they probably already have had sex.
Maybe, yeah.
I feel like kids nowadays.
I mean, I knew kids that were.
I mean, yeah, my boyfriend was 12, like not my current one, but the one I was talking about. And that was like, what the hell?
Yeah,
but like
that
nowadays,
seems very young.
It's like.
I knew some kids, though, like in my, that I graduated with or that were in my classes that had lost their virginity at 13.
Mm-hmm.
I lost mine at 15, which for some reason feels like light years away from 13.
Yeah, it does. It does.
And
because, like, you could get your driver's permit at 15, you know?
I mean, I just think it's, you know, I have, this is my body and this is what I'm doing with it, all this stuff. I don't know. I just make,
yeah.
I'm trying to think, like, if there was a 15-year-old, if, like, my nieces were 15, they're like, oh, I want to have sex. It's like, would I have, like, would I think that's too young? And I'm like, no, I think 15 or 16 is a good age.
Yeah, I was 16.
At the earliest.
I'm going to say it's going to be an uncomfortable situation and conversation no matter what. I think it is, even with a parent and their child, it's just weird, you know, but mm-hmm. just do it, get it over with. And honestly, I mean, you can wipe your hands clean. Whatever happens is going to happen.
Right.
It's a conversation that they should have, but they're in the end of the day going to do whatever they're going to do.
Agreed. We did get this text, and this was from the KISW text line earlier in the show.
Oh.
And so it says, hey, Vicky, I decided to listen to the podcast for the first time ever, and the broadcast was my pick of choice. I'm absolutely loving it, but also tip me off that your birthday is in a week. Do you have any big plans for it this year? Jessica.
Oh, Jessica.
Yes, it is almost here.
Yeah, it's
I hate talking about it because then it sounds like, oh, get me stuff, attention. It's just like, but
next what?
It's on Tuesday.
Next Tuesday?
This Tuesday coming up.
Oh, it's like a week from yesterday.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's so soon.
So we are going to a casino.
Yeah.
But I picked a really bad day.
Why?
Because it is, a lot of people are going away because it's going to be during Labor Day weekend.
So you're doing it the weekend after
Pain in the Grass.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, yeah. So that's the sucky thing. Like after my birthday, it's Foo Fighters that day.
Oh, at Safeco, right?
Mm-hmm. PAX is also going on.
Oh, the nerd convention.
The Penny Arcade Expo.
Jeez. And it's Labor Day weekend.
And it's Labor Day weekend. So I have a lot of friends that can't come, which is actually okay with me because then it's like less of a group that I need to like focus on.
Yeah, or pay attention to and stuff.
But I decided on the casino. I don't gamble, but I like the idea of everyone can do whatever the hell they want.
Oh, yeah.
It's almost like an amusement park. It's like, go have fun, kids.
Yeah.
And
you
my mom.
Drink, you can club, you can eat. You can...
We're going to do like a dinner beforehand to anybody who like, I don't mind being around my folks. My dad's going to be busy all day. So it's like, we'll have dinner together and then we'll go off and play.
Oh, that'll be good. Mm-hmm.
But it's funny because Matt, Arvanite Matt, he's telling me, he's like, oh, I can't wait for your party. It's like, but why did you have to say there's dancing? Like, there's going to be like a live band playing top 40s hits.
Yes.
So it's going to be
awesome.
Fun. Like, I'm like, okay, it's like $10 or something. So we're going to go dance. And he's like, my girlfriend wants to go dancing and I want to go gamble. He's like, go dance with a birthday girl. So I'm like, I'll take your girlfriend off your hands.
Heck
like,
yeah.
Your girlfriend's awesome. So that way I'm like, we can do whatever you want. There's the buffet and I don't have to worry about anything. My mom was so cute. She's like, so how many people do I have to pay for? I'm like, mom, nobody. Just
we're adults now.
Like we're us. Like, cause she always assumes like it's our, like if I'm hosting
it. Are your parents going to go?
Yeah. They're going to go for dinner. I don't know how long they're going to stay, but definitely do dinner and maybe, I don't know if they're going to want to gamble. My mom's not really a gambler, but.
How do you feel about your birthday this year? Are you excited? Are you like, holy crap, it's been a whole year? Are you like, whatever?
As I've gotten older, it's kind of been the whole, like, I don't really care to celebrate. It's just a kind of a pain. Last year I did. I felt like I had to because it was my golden birthday.
Oh, yeah.
So I tried to make something big out of it. But I'm just like, that was one of the things. Like, if not many people were going to show up to my birthday this year, I was just not going to do it because everyone's like, why don't you do it the weekend after? I'm like, that's 2 weeks after my birthday.
Yeah.
And I just feel, what's the point of that? Like, it just, I don't know.
Oh, my gosh. That's so sad.
So I was like, eh.
Are you like, holy crap, this is the last year of my 20s?
Kind of. Like, I mean, it's kind of like, oh, that's kind of cool. But I already pretty much feel like I'm 30. Like, I accidentally say that I'm 30 all the time.
And you're like, wait, no, I'm not.
I'm like, I'm 29. I'm just about 30. Like, I'm at that point in my life. So it's not that bad.
I know. Well, my brother is turning 30 this year. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. He's always been like so nonchalant about it and like actually kind of excited about it and this, that, and the other. And I'm like, wow, I hope when I'm almost 30, I'll feel like that. But I don't know. I'm always a freak with my birthday. I'm already like, holy crap, yeah. I'm going to be late 20s this year. What? I still feel like I'm like 21.
You're silly, Sarah.
I know. I think I'm going to be the exact same way when I'm 30.
Yeah. I mean, it's not going to change. Like if people think that they need to change everything's going to change when they turn 30, but it's like, if you could still be the same, it's not that big a deal.
You can still be crazy.
I mean, you probably will, Sarah.
I know. Forever.
So, although I already have plans for my 30th. And it's not that it's not that like I want to go all like, I'm going to do different.
What does that mean?
So everyone's like, oh my God, you're going to go to Vegas for your birthday? I'm like,
holler, that's me.
I'm not going to. My friend might. She loves Vegas. We're 2 weeks apart. Which actually we'll talk about in a sec because we did something together for our birthdays.
Oh.
I'm going to... Because she's one of my best friends, I've known her since I was 8 years old, we decided we want to do a cake smash photo shoot. Rev's been bugging me about this forever, that we should do this.
Oh.
If you don't know what that is, just Google cake smash. It's usually they do this for babies that are 1 year, like for their first mm-hmm. birthday. They give them a cake and the babies just eat the cake because it's sugary and they're all just covered in frosting and it's cute.
Yeah.
And sometimes they'll put them in a little spa and like photo shoot them instead of just sitting in a, you know, high chair. So a trend that's going on is for your 30th, you do the same thing. You mock, like, or not mock, but you mimic a baby's one. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you wear like a tutu and a tiara, like a rock girl, former rock girl Shelly. She had one where she was sitting in like with the cake and she's got a big bottle of champagne drinking.
Yeah.
It's just super adorable. But she also did like a cute one where she was wearing a nice dress and she just did a photo shoot of her at 30. And I thought it was really cool. Mm-hmm. So I decided, hey, for our 30th birthday, let's combine our efforts, like get our hair and makeup done, find a really pretty dress, and we'll do photo shoot like together and separate in a nice dress. And then we'll do the silly cake smash and tutus.
Cute.
So I thought that'd be very fun. And so we had that planned. I told my mom about it and I showed her pictures. I'm like, okay, well, I want to get a nice dress. And we have a place, like my mom knows this place in Tacoma that sells really, really cheap dresses. Like my cousin got her quinceañera dress.
Yeah.
For less than $200.
Oh, holler.
Right. It's a big, poofy one. Yeah.
They're probably wedding dresses there, too.
Well, yes. My grandma actually got her vow renewal dress for like $100, including alterations. So, yeah, I'm going there for my dress.
That's what I'm talking about.
Any big dress I need, I'm going there. So I'm like, oh, we can go there. And I jokingly said, Rev says I need to have a quinceañera. because I never had my quinceañera.
That would be so funny.
But it's just such a big hassle and party, and like between food and DJ and a hall and this and that. It's basically a wedding.
It's expensive, yeah.
Yeah. So like I know one of the gals who work here, Katie, she had a double quinceañera when she was 30 because she didn't have her 15.
Oh!
So that was the point. You have your double quinceañera.
That is so cool. I've never heard of that. I love that idea.
I mean, I think it's just like a just a fun, silly thing people do. And so I jokingly said that to my mom, and she told my aunt on the phone, and now they're trying to plan my quinceañera.
Yay!
I'm not doing it. I'm like, Mom, you're not doing that. No.
Oh my God, no, this is perfect. You guys take those crazy pictures, those fun pictures, mm-hmm. and then this is a way you get to display them at your quinceañera
no.
party. There's going to be like a slideshow of like all these like fun.
That
like,
is
you
so
smashing.
Extra. No.
That is so great.
It's like, look at me. Oh, F that.
Yeah, you're 30. It's double quinceañera. I love that so much.
Yeah.
And you don't have to do anything. It's not like
Well, like, I guess if they do it, they're going to want to do it like, okay. Have you ever been to a quinceañera?
No.
So when you're a quinceañera, when you're the
I mean, I've seen it on like Sweet 16. They had some people had quinceañeras right. instead.
So one of the things they do is they have chambelanes.
Chambelanes.
Chambelanes is basically, think of like groomsmen.
Okay.
So you pick, and usually when you're 15.
Oh, you guys all do the dance, right?
Yeah, you do multiple dances, and it's usually like Mexican themed mm-hmm. type dances, certain moves or whatever. But you usually have anywhere between like 5 to 10 chambelanes. You usually get your brother, your cousins, your, you know.
Okay, that's too much.
It is so much. Yes,
that's more than a wedding.
And you have to go in and you practice the dance.
Yeah.
You have all the decorations, and you need all like the little, what are they called? Not souvenir. Not mementos. What are they called? Favors. Party favors.
Oh.
You have to pay for that and all these things. And there's like a church ceremony along that goes with it. And you have like the presentation of the shoes. So you go from, it's supposed to be like you wear your little girl shoes. So some women did it differently. They wore flats and they put on high heels after to show
you're a woman.
You're a woman now. It's like just kind of symbolic.
Yeah.
Like you have, like you're presented with your medallion, all this stuff, like your little Virgin Mary or whatever it is. And I know some people get a ring and the ring is supposed to signify, like it's your purity ring.
Oh yeah. Don't have sex till marriage.
I've seen some of those rings and they're gaudy. Just like gold ring with the number 15 on it. Oh, they're awful. So bad.
Well, and then once you turn 16, it's kind of over.
Right?
Like,
it's really dumb.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, that's a little much.
It is very much. That's, it is very extra.
Maybe leave that part out.
Yeah.
Except for the party favors. I do love me some party favors.
But I honestly had a different idea for my 30th birthday, and I've talked to a few people, and we might make it happen. But it is a party.
Hell, I don't know if you're going to convince your mother and aunt something different than your double quinceañera.
Well, here's the thing. My aunt has another quinceañera she's planning for her youngest daughter for next year in June. So mine's in August.
Like,
it's like, you don't have time or money.
I feel like she'll just take all the decorations and stuff from that first one.
Oh, no. So my cousin is a country girl because they live on a farm.
Oh, that's surprising.
Yeah, my aunt married a white dude.
Okay, makes more sense.
But she wants it cowboy themed. So they're going to do it at the farm because they were going to do it at a hall, but it was going to be too expensive. So they have a service that's going to provide everything for very cheap.
Oh, that's cool.
It's like $5,000 that has cake, food, music, decorations, cleanup.
What?
Everything, yeah.
I want to have my double quinceañera there.
Right. But like you have to go get a venue on top of that though. But that's the service that kind of does everything for you.
Yeah.
So they're going to do that, but at their house because they have the big yard, like big space because of the farm and stuff. And it's going to be country themed. So they're going to have like little boot decorations and bandanas and stuff. I'm like, cool. Okay.
That is not your style.
Not my style. So I'm not going to use her decorations or any of that. Plus they're renting it all. So
what do you want to do?
I have been talking to some people. And I would like to have like a show, like get a bunch of local bands and throw a show.
That'd be dope.
I would like it in like a kind of an open air venue, like Taryn's house.
Oh, but, hey, Taryn, are you listening?
Right. But I originally was thinking like Tony V's and Everett because it's super close to my house.
Mm-hmm.
But that was just an idea, like somewhere
that would be really cool, especially because your birthday's in summer too.
Yeah,
so.
Like, end of summer, cool, like last show of the summer, and all my friends. Like that are musicians, I think that'd be kind of fun
that'd
to have
be
them
cool.
all play.
And like if it's like an outside venue or something, mm-hmm. like someone's house, like people could bring tents and sleep.
Well, depending on how many people I want to invite and if I want to make it a
That's
big thing,
true.
I could do it at my parents' house and we have a big yard. I don't know if you remember the yard.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I remember.
Just kind of set up a pseudo tent. or not pseudo tent, pseudo
one
stage.
Huge tent.
And then just have,
That would be, well, that could turn into an orgy, but that's fine.
I mean, if it's me involved, probably.
Probably. Dude, that would be so cool, actually.
Oh, man.
Like, that's an event, okay?
That would be awesome.
That is an event. I know, like, Double Quinceañera is an event, but, like,
that would be more fun.
Like, a whole show.
Yes.
And then you could still have your pictures on, like, a screen.
I'm not doing my pictures
on
screen.
Your pictures have to be somewhere. Yes.
They will be on Facebook.
No, I want them really large.
No, my mom will probably do that. She will probably print them out real big and have them in the house.
I'm going to help your mom. So, not like on a slideshow.
I don't know.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
What do you want to do for your 30th?
Oh, I made this decision like 10 years ago. Let's get real. It's going to be my bachelorette party or my Dirty 30. One of them is going to be in Vegas. I don't know. Whichever one comes first is going to be in Vegas. But I probably won't have both of them in Vegas. That
would
be too much.
What if you can plan it out? Get Johnny Rubbers to propose around the time, like shortly before your 30th birthday.
And then do both?
Do both at the same time.
I was thinking about
that.
Do
two different nights. Do I'm the birthday girl and then the next night I'm the bachelorette.
Could you? I think I would die. I don't think I would.
I feel like your liver, this is what you've been training for.
I know.
Your entire life, Sarah.
My Dirty 30 and my bachelor party one weekend in Vegas.
God damn, that'd be, like, we could sell tickets to that for people to hang out with us because that would be an event of a lifetime.
That would be an event.
I would need some sort of hardcore drug I promise I would never do to deal with that.
Right.
Like a mixture of cocaine, crack, heroin, speed, and some horse tranquilizer.
To deal with me. Could you imagine?
I was like, well, that was nice. I was just going to deal with the weekend, but yeah, deal with
you. Oh, yeah. I'm like such a diva when it's just one event, like my birthday. No. Could you imagine I was both? And then I was like, which one would I do first? Because I feel like, I don't know.
It depends on when your birthday is. When does your birthday fall on?
Oh, for my Dirty 30, I think it's going to be a Sunday or Monday. Right. Yeah, I know. I've already looked this up because this year it lands on a Wednesday, I think. But then there's leap year.
What year will you be turning 30?
Oh, well, I'm turning 27 this year. So 29, 30, 3 years.
3 years. So 3 years from now would be
2021.
21.
Wow, that's going to be so dope when we're in the 2020s. I'm just saying.
Your birthday. Come on, focus is on a Monday.
Oh, that's such a terrible day to have your birthday.
And then the day before Pearl Harbor Remembrance Day.
No, December 7th is Pearl Harbor, right?
Yeah, the day before.
The
your
day
birthday
after.
Is the 6th. Oh, sorry. That's what I meant. Sorry. Your birthday is the day before Pearl Harbor. This is what I meant.
Yeah, always. Yeah, I know. God, that Monday.
You could always go like Friday.
I could do Friday, celebrate my bachelorette on either Friday or Saturday, and then one Sunday, and then I guess it'll transform like after midnight. Then I'm like, it's my actual birthday. Actually, okay, that's okay. That's okay.
That works.
Kind of cool. Take a Monday off.
Yes, take Monday and Tuesday.
Maybe
off.
Maybe Tuesday too.
So you can fly back Tuesday.
Yes, I'm not like totally dead. Well, I'm gonna be totally dead, but
or fly back Monday night and then just sleep all day Tuesday.
Yeah.
Curiously, when my birthday?
Do we like how we're already planning our 30s? Well, yours is gonna be what then? On Wednesday. You're a Dirty 30.
2019.
Oh, gosh.
My birthday will be on Wednesday.
Yeah, because it's on a Tuesday this year. It just goes up one day.
I wasn't sure if it was leap year. I don't know. I haven't been paying attention.
I think 2020 is leap year.
Gotcha. So, yeah, that is what I have planned for my 30th
birthday. That's pretty rad. That's pretty rad.
I like that we do have this all planned out. Like,
I know.
A couple years from now.
I know. I don't know what I'm going to do if I decide to have a bachelorette party before. If I decide to have one. Like, if I just pretend.
Well, my friend pointed out, because she knows I'm not very traditional in, like, what, not too much traditional in, like, the religious sort of way, but traditional in what everyone does. Like, everyone goes to Vegas for the bachelorette party. Everyone goes for their 30th birthday. Like, I don't like doing what everyone does.
I'm Vicky
and I'm unique.
Yeah.
I'm a unique butterfly.
I have my own path no one else is on.
So, like, it's just because it's, like, it's overdone, I think. And I would like to do something different. Like, I've seen the pictures and stuff. And also, it's not something I like to do normally. Like, if I love Vegas, I would go. But I'm not a gambler. I'm not a Vegas person.
Yeah, that's just, like, not your scene.
It doesn't make sense, right?
And I'm like, I see people do it, and it looks so fun to me. But, like, I'm planning one for April, and we'll see if I already get burnt out of it. And I'm like, F this place. Like, I don't want to do it for mine or whatever. Mm-hmm. But, like, when I see people on Facebook, I'm like, oh, that looks really fun. I wish I was a part of it. Rather than, like, it's so overdone.
Right. Well, she pointed out, like, she's like, for whenever you decide to get married, for your bachelorette party, I would like, we should do New Orleans.
Oh my God, that's exactly the other place yes. that is so dope to do it. Right. But everyone does it there too.
But my thinking is it's a little like, yes, it's a party town, but I like the fact that I get a little bit of both. I get the party.
And the history.
But the history and the yeah. food and like
if
the
I was
tours,
ever to plan like my really good friends, she fell in love with New Orleans. Uh-huh. But a lot of people do that for their bachelorette.
Really?
Oh my God, you see so many girls in groups and they all have the shirts. And we think this is like, especially if you're like, if you live on the east uh-huh. side, it's like Vegas. So, like, me, the only thing
don't
I think
have,
of...
What is it called? Atlantic City?
Like, some people go to Florida or, like, Miami or something. But New Orleans, like, it's our Vegas, pretty much. If I lived on the East Coast, I would go to New Orleans way more than I'd ever go to Vegas, just right. because it's way closer.
So, here are my other ideas for a bachelorette party. Disneyland.
That is so you.
It is me.
That is so you.
We'd go out, have fun all day. Mm-hmm. And then come back and go out at night. There's some really cool places.
Yeah.
Or
that'd be cute if we all had like matching like ears that said like bride tribe or whatever.
Like,
you know,
I'm not really like, I mean, for me, it's like I'm going to buy all these things that say bride and stuff. And then the next day it's like, I'm like, I'm never going to use it again. So it's like there's no point for me.
Oh, although, weird. I did see. But that's like a wedding dress, though.
Yeah, and even then, I'm not spending a lot of money on it.
What about like a ring? Would you sell a ring?
Yeah, and again, I'm not spending a lot of money on it.
Like well, you're not spending any money on your ring.
But you know what I mean. Like, I already found my engagement ring years ago.
It was $900, right?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, I found it on Etsy, and it's a replica of the ring that Eric Draven gave Shelley in the movie The Crow. And the most expensive one is $300.
Oh, damn.
So I'm like, I'm really bad at like breaking and losing things. So I'm like, it can't be expensive.
Oh,
I'm going
yeah.
to break it.
Just don't take it off.
Right. Just gets nice and stinky under there.
Well, I'm the same way.
Yeah. So that is why I'm like, I am not one of those girls that's going to... I actually told Matt Koch this. I'm like, yeah, I found... This was actually a couple years ago. I'm like, I found my engagement ring already or my wedding ring. And I told him that and he got down on one knee. He's like, bitch, I'm going to marry you now because that is cheap.
Yeah. You should put that like first thing on like any of your dating profiles.
Sites. It's like, I already know my engagement
and
ring.
It's only $300.
So just saying. I'm cheap. Yeah. Wait.
Just and easy.
I mean... It's not false advertising. but I thought would also be kind of fun is do a road trip down to Portland, go to different strip clubs, and then end up everyone at the Acropolis.
Like your
like both
groom
parties.
And his
yeah. And then me and him can like check out the girls.
Dude, all y'all will probably like meet up not intentionally at the other strip clubs too.
Right. But well, like, we could purposely plan around it.
Oh yeah, like you go here first, yeah. you go here first.
Right. Or different ones. Like
let's meet at the steakhouse.
Oh my God. And then get steak.
I think about that too, like
and get horny and then go back to the room and bang.
Right? While thinking about all the strippers.
Right.
I think about that too because I'm like, well, what if my future whatever wants it in Vegas too? I'm like, is that weird if we both go but we have like separate areas and then we'll like all meet up? Like is
that that's technically what we did for Revs.
Because I love that idea. Mm. But then some people are like, no, we have to be like separate and like
on separate occasions. I'm like, well, if you can save money on the freaking room, like you're both going to be trashed and drunk and throwing up on each other. So might as well like save money on multiple rooms.
Yeah. Because then I'm thinking like that'd be stupid if you wanted to go to Vegas, too. And we just did separate weekends.
Yeah. That's,
like that seems
a little weird to me.
Yeah, me too. Like that's stupid.
So what we did for Rev's wedding is we all got in on like a lot of us got in on Friday. Like I got off work and some of the girls, they went for what's it called? The Britney Spears.
Oh yeah,
but I'm like, she's not one. She's not my girl, so I didn't really feel like dropping the money to go see her.
It's expensive. Yes. Those tickets are ridiculous.
So they went to see her, and I met up with them after, and so we had a party bus, and we went to Hustler Hollywood, and we checked out the strip club.
Holler, wait, is that guys? That's guys too.
So
right?
Like the first two levels are girls, okay, and the very top is guys. So very.
Oh man,
it was a lot of fun, and then we, you know, we're drinking and all that stuff, and then I think we bar hopped or I think we just came back and we were exhausted. It was like 2 a.m. or something, and we had to wake up early and get ready for the wedding. And I met some people like for breakfast. So,
it was the day before.
Yes,
I would not have my bachelorette party the day before. I mean, I get it because it was in Vegas and like mm-hmm. you do it in a weekend, but ooh.
And then the guys also went. I think they went to like have like a steak and lobster dinner, and then had. Because they already had gone to dinner by the time I showed up. And then I had was it? Or they went and did the strip club thing too.
So did you guys meet up together?
No.
Oh, but you guys just had it in the same,
yes, well, in like Vegas. Vegas. So yeah, we all kind of had split off and then we all came back to our rooms.
I will tell you, Vicky, if you do go to New Orleans for yours, go to a male strip club.
Oh, hell yeah, I will.
Oh, man. I don't think we have male strip clubs around here.
I mean, all the ones that I've seen, like the signs for, I do not trust.
Dude, it was...
They look real shady.
So fun.
But like, oh my God. Okay, so when we were in Vegas, Rev's wife, Michelle, had a friend with, like, in her wedding, you know, group.
Yeah.
One of the gals. And she was very like, oh my God, I'm so shy. And oh,
naked man.
And I'm like, dude, just get into it. I'm sitting there like a pro, like in the front. I have my money out. I'm like putting, if you sit up at the front, you have to be putting money down.
Mm-hmm.
And granted, nobody was sitting up at the front because all the girls are not like guys.
Yeah.
It's not the same. And I feel bad. So the guys are very much hustling.
Yeah.
They are trying to like flirt with you and trying to get you to get a dance and stuff. So I was like, dude, I was like drooling over this cowboy, like country drawl, you know, guy.
Yeah.
Matthew McConaughey-esque, which is not really my type, but I was like, oh, this guy was much hotter than Matthew McConaughey.
All right, all right, all right.
And I was just like, oh God, he's so pretty. And he had a cowboy hat on. He had the accent.
So you like the cowboys.
So I had, like, my thing was like, okay, I took money out. This is all I'm spending. I am done. I'm done here. You guys done? Okay, everyone's done. Cool. And so he grabs me, pulls me. He's like, uh-uh. And I'm like, what? He's like, your friend paid for a dance for you. And so she looks over and like the same girl that was all shy starts waving at me. I'm like, so he gave me a dance and I'm like, I don't know if I'm supposed to be touching. I don't know. I've never actually had a lap dance before. And he gave me one. I was like, oh, okay, this is awesome.
You're like, but I'm so excited right now.
Like, I want to touch you. I want to seem that I'm really cool. And I kind of want to be like all into it. But I'm like, I don't think I'm supposed to touch you. But I want to.
He probably would be okay with it.
Oh God, he's so pretty.
Just all give you muscular. A nice little kiss on the cheek.
I don't remember if he did or not. I was like, I was in shock. And so afterwards, I'm like, I hate and love you. Thank you for that.
You're like, but it was such a tease.
I don't know how much. Yeah, that was it,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, now I got to go back to my room.
It's like, oh God. And I'm sharing it with Matt. God dang it. I can't do squat. Well, he'd make me
just
do
go
squats.
Go in the shower.
Yeah, right. I made the mistake of forgetting.
Oh, your friend.
My friend. I did also in Chicago. I forgot.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of that, I want to let everyone know, no one got action in Chicago.
No.
No one. No Vicky. No Joe. Together.
To be fair, on my end.
Whatever.
My visitor showed up.
Excuses.
Do you want to come over here and have sex with me while my visitor's going on?
Sure.
Really?
Yeah.
Would Johnny Roberts be okay with this? Is he going to have to watch? I just need to know so I know how much to shave.
Hey, it should be clean shaven for me, okay?
I wasn't talking about that. What?
What? yes, nobody got action in Chicago.
Although a lot of action did happen.
Oh, yeah.
Not necessarily sex, but...
Not sex.
So, yeah, since we didn't have the podcast last week, we did not tell you about our shenanigans in Chicago. Let's do the... the highlight reel, if you will.
Okay. God, it feels like it was like...
Forever ago?
I know.
Danny vomited.
Oh, yeah.
In the hotel lobby bar.
Lobby, yeah, right. Right
on the carpet, in front of everyone.
Yeah, in front of everyone.
It was gross, and it was all over himself.
Yeah.
I took him upstairs, helped wash his nice shirt.
It was pretty gnarly.
Made him wash his face, because no one wants to wake up smelling like vomit.
No, and he didn't even put his clothes in a bag when he went home, apparently, so he just put them in the suitcase.
Oh.
And he was like, I was afraid to open my suitcase, because I don't want to reek of vomit.
Ugh. You gotta wash everything in that bag now. Wash the
everything.
Throw away the suitcase, just burn it.
Yeah, really. Just wash your entire body. Yeah, so he did that Friday night.
So explain the story of how that came to be, because you guys all went out.
Yeah, I mean, we were drinking... kind of heavily, sort of. But Danny can drink a lot. So we were drinking before we went to the club, and then we all ended up going to the club, and there was bottles, and people were buying them shots. And I was kind of more in my own world on the dance floor, not really paying attention, because Jay Sean was randomly there, which if you don't know, he's a rapper.
I do not know.
He's a rapper. He's, kind of was like a flashback to like my early high school, middle school days, because like, oh, yeah. This jam, and it was him, so that was really dope. I don't know if it was a private party or what, but
that you crashed.
Yeah, actually. So we were just chilling. They kicked us out because it was 2 or whatever time, and so we took an Uber back, and yeah, like we were all drunk, but it wasn't, none of us I didn't think was like that drunk. And so we got out of the Uber, and Danny just starts running, And I'm like, okay, bye. Like,
I know. I saw him like, hey, Danny's back. How was it? And he just runs past.
Yeah, apparently he ran like past Vicky and
he had already vomited at that point.
The only bathroom he knew of was the one that you have to go through the bar. So he, poor little guy, he tried to make it but didn't and tried to catch it in his hands, but it went
everywhere.
And then eventually made it to the bathroom and continued to vomit. And I just go to the bar and I'm like, what is happening? And I was like, oh, that's embarrassing. Mm. And then it proceeded to, well, Vicky took him upstairs and then proceeded to puke more.
Yeah.
But he said it was the kind of the motion of the Uber driving back. And I have been there. So I do believe him because he usually can put down way more alcohol.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, he's pretty.
And he's not really a puker. So, and I've been in that where you're drunk and then you're in the car and you're like, oh, no.
The motion hits you.
Yeah. So I think that was it, but it was still hilarious. And probably he's never going to live it down.
Mm-mm. And Uncle Chris kept getting lost. Like, he gets drunk and he just kind of goes on his own adventure.
He doesn't get drunk. He gets hammered.
But sometimes he does like to have his alone time, but then he doesn't communicate that with the rest of us. So we're like, where the hell is he? Sometimes he forgets to pay for his food.
He vanished 3 different times. Mm-hmm. And one of the time it was like the last night and we were all having this nice meal and he just gets up from the table and leaves. And we all think he's going to the bathroom or something. And it's 20 minutes, 30 minutes. And we were like, what the hell? And so we ask our waiter. And the waiter's like, oh, he told us he had to catch a flight.
It's like all of us have to catch a flight
tomorrow. What are you talking about? Like, your flight's not tonight. Like, he just, I don't even know. And he just passes out wherever he can pass out. He made it to the room every time. But Rev, his roommate, would take pictures of him on the ground, passed out. Or, like, passed out near the door. Or... yeah, like, he can drink, but like he gets hammered.
Yeah. I don't know if hammered. He just likes to get hammered. Some people, I guess, do. Or if he thinks he can still drink like when he was heavier.
I don't know. But it's like, you slow down. Like, what? Like,
calm down,
what?
Buddy.
I know.
It's like, that's no longer fun.
I don't, like, at what, like, but he did it all days in a row. And I
know.
Was like,
that does not sound fun to me.
I don't know. I would like to just say I was the least ratchet on the trip.
Yeah, you
I
were.
Didn't get nearly as... I mean, I got drunk, but I was just...
I
was cool.
You contained yourself.
I know. Shocking, right?
Yeah.
Is this the new Sarah? No.
No, I mixed my medication with a little bit more alcohol than I wanted to, and I got all weird.
Vicky got weird. Joey got pissed. I was just like... Rev and I were like, I guess Rev wasn't a hot mess. So.
Yeah,
but Rev just
really
kind of doesn't do anything.
Yes.
Rev just chills in his room.
Although he did pound some Bloody Marys before we got... Like, he would drink the Bloody Marys.
Yeah. And he had a little bit, but...
Yeah. So, yeah, I decided not to drink for the rest of the trip because I did not like how that messed with my medication.
And then had like a whole fifth of, or like half a fifth of peach vodka and just like put it in a cup.
And made the boys drink it.
Yeah, on our last
day. Like,
you
said there was juice in there. I'm like, well, I poured some out and put lemonade in there eventually.
Lemonade and peach vodka, it's fine.
Just drink it. You're fine. So,
yeah.
I mean, it got used.
Good. Yeah, I know. they had a half gal of Fireball and half of it, or like a fourth of it wasn't drank.
Well, no, they spilt some.
Yeah.
Chris spilt some on Danny's laptop.
And then they had to just leave it there. And I was like, dang, we suck. But it was good. Crazy.
Well,
no love action.
No love action. Oh, well, maybe for my birthday, I'll get lucky.
Yeah, everyone deserves birthday sex.
I agree.
Who wants to have sex at the kid on a birthday?
Okay, that's not something we should probably.
No? Do you want to have sex with anyone? Do you have like a...
I probably know some people's. So here's the thing.
Is there someone that you're like eyeing? You're like, oh, I hope they come to my birthday.
Yeah, and... a couple.
Oh, really?
Like, you know, I have some people coming, hopefully coming out of town. I don't know. We'll see.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's exciting.
But we'll see. I might get a room if I can get a good deal on one.
Hell yeah, you should get a room.
Like, I'm not spending $200 when I live 15 minutes away.
I know, but like, dude, if you find like three or four other people to split that cost with you.
Yeah, but I also, if I'm going to get a room, I want the room to myself.
Oh, you don't want it to.
Because I'm trying to get laid.
Well, yeah, but
I don't want to get like, I want to be able to bang everywhere.
Oh, well,
like,
well, then find the person that you want to get laid and then ask him.
Right.
To be like, hey, you want to get a room?
But also I have this app that's like Hotels Tonight. When I went to Portland, when I was standing right next to the hotel, it gave me a really good deal. Like, it gives you a discount for being really
like
close
there.
To it. Yeah. Because they're like, oh, if we give this person a deal because they're right here. They're more likely to use this hotel and fill up the empty rooms. So I'm once it happens, I'm going to see if I can score a good deal nearby.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, worst comes to worst, I can't, you know, My friend has a spare bedroom, so I could always just hang out at her
near
house.
Near there?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, but you want to do it everywhere. You want privacy. I mean,
like, if that is the most I can do, then fine. I'll take it.
Well, this is where you say, hey, parents, have you gotten me anything for my birthday yet?
Yeah, that's hard to explain. Like, give me a hotel room because I'm trying to bang. Thank you. I'm not doing it in your house, so please pay for this.
Yeah, would they understand that? My parents would understand that.
Yeah, my parents are different than your parents.
But they just be like, I want a hotel room so I don't just blame it on, like, I don't want to drink and drive or I don't want to whatever, you know?
Here's the thing, though. They know I don't really drink anymore or try not to drink.
Yeah, but it's your birthday. All bets are off on your birthday. Or at least you can just say that. Good point, Sarah.
I will figure
Thank
it out.
Thank you. Hey, I'm just trying to help my home.
I was going to say, like, that's, I don't want my parents to pay for my hotel room. That just kind of creeps me out, too. It's just gross.
That, what? It's a free hotel room. I don't understand.
Yeah. I don't want, it's a pride thing. It's like, I'm not having them pay for that.
Well, they're going to get you a gift. That could be their gift.
I don't want that to be a gift. I don't know if that makes sense.
Not really.
But... Like, I mean, like, I would never want my parents to buy me, like, adult toys because they are not comfortable with it. I know, like, if I really asked, they would do it, but I don't want to put them through something they're not comfortable
with. But, like, you
can
say a hotel room. You don't have to, like, explain why.
Yeah, but they know why. They know their daughter's a whore.
Do they?
Kind of. I did a lot of crazy stuff in my youth that we just pretend I never did. But speaking of crazy parties, Rev's party was also this weekend.
Oh, yeah. His housewarming.
I only stayed for a little bit. I was exhausted because I went to In This Moment the day before.
The night before.
I'll explain all that in a bit. But I got to hang out for a little bit before I had to come back to Everett for Taryn's MS thing.
Oh, yeah, I'm into that too.
Mm-hmm, fundraiser. What else?
It was awesome.
I was there for you.
That was so stupid.
The mishap.
Yeah, my phone slipped in the toilet and has been dead ever since. And that was like within the first hour of me being there.
Yeah.
Like, I wasn't even drunk. It was literally was in my back pocket. I was wearing shorts.
Hasn't that happened before where it's been in your back pocket?
It's been in my bra and I lean over.
Okay.
And it falls. I actually don't know if it's ever been in my back pocket and it's done that.
Hmm.
I wouldn't be surprised, but I put it on top of the toilet bowl before and it's been dropped. Like, there's so many different things. So, yeah. Well, because I wasn't even holding it. My boyfriend was holding it, but I got a text, so he gave it to me. So I totally didn't even remember that I had it. And then it's in the toilet. Yeah, but it's in Rice, but I don't think it's gonna make it.
Nope.
Yeah, no.
When's your new one coming in?
The earliest is Friday and the latest is sometime next week. So that's a long time.
And have you switched over to the iPhone?
No, I can't. Well, I mean, I can use it in Wi-Fi, but I can't, like,
you can't
make calls or anything.
Oh, you haven't decided to switch it?
No, I mean, I would have to go down there.
That's what I mean.
Oh, no, because I'm just going to get my new one and then just have them hook it up.
Yeah.
But it's really weird because I don't care at all about not having a phone. The only thing I'm afraid about is, like, if I, like, get into trouble or if, like, I'm an accident
Here's the thing with something. Bring your Insta phone.
Yeah, it calls 911.
Yes.
But, like, if I, like, run out of gas or something on the freeway, I'm not going to call 911. But then I'm going to be like, oh, man, what the hell do I do? I can't call anyone. Like,
well,
what do they do?
Don't run out of gas.
Well, or, like, something stupid like that, you know?
You have to walk to the nearest gas station and use coins to use a payphone that doesn't exist anymore.
Don't exist. Well, that's why I keep telling everyone, like, especially this weekend's pain in the grass. So I told my brother and I told my boyfriend, if he ends up coming, if a random phone number calls you, answer it.
Yeah.
Because if I don't have a phone and if I get lost or something, I'm going to have to ask a stranger to borrow their phone.
And you memorize their numbers?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's why people need to. When I start dating someone, that is, like, one of the top things you need to know. You need to know how to spell my name right and you need to memorize my phone number because you never know. Your phone could die. You could lose it. You could just forget it at home. You could go to jail. You don't know. They're not going to give you their numbers. Like,
besides the radio station, I think I only have two numbers memorized. Three numbers.
Mom, dad, brother?
Mom, dad, house phone. I don't remember my brother's.
See? What?
I think I kind of do, but it's...
No, you should, though. You should.
I have all this space in my brain for important things, Sarah, like porn.
Well, I mean, that's important, but yeah.
And D-pics.
I feel like you all should always at least know your, like, quote-unquote emergency contacts or whatever.
I know mine.
So, yeah, so that happened. And then it was so fun. Chris got real drunk and vanished again. He went to the store and got Reese's, which I don't know if I believe, but... That's his story. Okay.
I heard he was, like, they saw him eating them on the way in.
Oh, they did.
Yeah.
Well,
he had his little baggie.
And then,
like, they're Reese's Pieces.
Yeah, and he ate them all. Didn't even offer anyone else any whatever. And then passed out on the couch. Very
Chris-like.
Very Chris-like, and very, he was very angelic, I guess. But I was like, dude, it's not
like,
even,
oh,
like,
look
seven.
At you, wake up.
Yeah, yeah. What the hell? Yeah, and I, my boyfriend and I are very, very extra. We're very similar.
Yes.
It totally makes sense why
he ate ground hot dogs.
I didn't. Well, my boyfriend
he ate,
did.
That's what I mean.
I didn't. But we started the beer pong thing. We taught multiple people how to play beer pong. I felt like him and I were like in college again, and all these quote unquote.
Didn't go
old...
to college much.
No, I didn't. But I went to frat houses and parties and stuff. But fair I was enough. Like, I feel like we taught a bunch of old people how, because they didn't know how to play beer pong, which I was like, what the hell?
Who
like,
doesn't who know does... how to play beer pong?
So many, none of Rub's friends knew how to play beer pong.
It's like, haven't you watched a movie? I feel like most of the time.
They would say, well, whenever we wanted to drink, we would just drink. We didn't need a game to play. And I was like,
games
okay,
are more fun.
You need to calm down.
Like King's Cup, beer pong.
Oh, yeah.
What's the one you do that we did?
Rage Cage.
Rage Cage.
Yeah, that's my favorite. But yeah, so we got that whole started, and it was really... It was really fun. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this makes sense why we're together, because we're so like
on each other's level.
Yeah, exactly. Babe.
Oh, man. I wish I wasn't so like I was so bummed. I was so tired. I'm like, I really want to like
rage, but like
not rage, but have more fun, like more party. I shouldn't say not that I didn't have fun. I had a lot of fun. It's just more. I wish I was more animated.
More into it. Yeah.
So the night before on Friday night.
Yes.
By the way, this is how much driving I did in 2 days.
Mm-mm.
I went to work in Seattle. Drove back home.
Which is Lake Stevens.
Yes. And I slept maybe 15 minutes. Ran to my friend's house. Or I went to got pizza because we hadn't eaten anything. And
you slept for 15 minutes?
15, 20 minutes. I had a power nap.
Oh.
Went, got pizza, went to her house. From her house, we got ready, dressed, all prettied. From her house, I drove to Seattle because I was going to help Taryn film the Lizzie Hale interview, which is actually on her blog at KISW.com. So check that out.
Okay.
But I had to be there at like 4 for the interview. So it's from Lake Sea or Marysville to Seattle by 4. So that means I left at like 2:30.
Did you make it?
Yes. Like,
okay,
we made it with like 10 minutes to spare. It was just like so much traffic. It was so like I just wanted it to be done. So once we were done with that, we went back to. That was kind of a mess, too. We had to pick up my friend because he left his car. I brought him along with us because he loves Hailstorm. So I wanted him to, like...
Yeah, be there.
Yeah. So we had to go get his car. We Ubered it to his car, drove his car back, found parking, walked back to the bar. We were all hungry and tired and needing to pee. So I did a lot of walking. We had a couple drinks, walked back to the show. I did I got to meet Maria Brink. So we ran back, but I couldn't figure out how to get in. Like what side? They're like, oh, just go by the tour buses. The tour buses are not outside. They're inside. So I didn't know where to go. So I'm running around the building, like on the outside, trying
like
to figure it out.
Like
an idiot. And I finally got in. I got to meet her and I lost my mind. And I'll probably do a blog about it and everything too.
Heck yeah.
And then went out, watched In This Moment, and they killed it. It was so amazing.
Wait, but you did the stage announcement, right?
Yeah, I did the stage announcement for Hailstorm.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So after In This Moment, I did the stage announcement for Hailstorm, but while I was in the crowd for In This Moment, I, like, stopped these two guys from fighting.
Oh, yeah.
Kinda. Like, they're starting to, like, get up on each other's business, and I, like, literally got in the middle. Like, there's some other people trying to pull them, and
little
I'm just
Vicky.
Like, hey, Little Vicky, and these guys are tall. It's, like, two guys and their girlfriends, and I'm like, one guy was mad because the other guy was filming, like, in this guy's face.
Oh,
and like
yeah.
his girlfriend's face. And it's like, okay, you know what, man, it's cool. He's over here. And I'm like, dude, it's okay, man. Just
separate.
I'm like, I'll be right here in the middle. And this like cute little guy, he like gave me a high five. And he had this fan. He was the one I was saying that smells like lavender.
Ooh.
Like it I felt like he was just sweating lavender and it smelled so good.
God,
it was
I
so calming.
Sweat something good.
Right. I don't know how he was producing the scent.
Oh.
But he would like after every song, he had the giant fan and he'd like spin around and fan all of us in his area.
He sounds fabulous.
He was fabulous. And he had like big glowing red goggles. And he was just like the sweetest thing. And there was this really cute guy I was standing next to. And he was just like so pretty. We were the same height. And then they're like, oh, you know, want to give thanks to our military service. He raised his hand, like military guys. I'm like, oh, God, that explains why you're so buff.
Were you like, just hold me?
And so when like hold before, me. I had to go and do my stage announcement. And I said goodbye to him because we were like, I kind of talked for a little bit. I'm like, hey, I'm Vicky, you know, I'm Victoria. I said, because it sounds fancier. It
sounds sexy.
And I'm like, by the way, you're really gorgeous. And it's like, oh, thank you.
Oh,
and then
good.
I had to go do the stage announcement. So I left and didn't see him again. So if
he was probably seriously like you got on stage and was like, wait,
I don't know if he recognized me from that angle.
Probably. Like, well, did you say like, hey, I'm Vicky?
Yeah, I'm Vicky B.
Well, yeah, he was probably like, this bitch. I was just talking to this bitch.
Like, what?
Yeah.
That must have blown some minds. I don't know, maybe. But
if you're listening to this,
right,
you can contact her at 206.
421 Rock. So
or text us.
Just go to our Facebook page. I was exhausted. We got back to the bar.
Wait, tell me how the stage announcement went.
It was really good. Like, I mean,
Did you black out? Do you even remember what you said?
No. I think I wrote it down beforehand, so I was kind of memorizing it. I'm like, how are we doing? You know, beautiful people, you know.
I'm Vicky B from BJ Mix.
Yeah, or from 99.9 KISW. People were cheering. I'm like, I want to hear, give it up for this band. Give it up for this band, you know. It's like, I want to see you guys party. I want to see you guys dance and love and just have a great time. And it's like, and up next, Hailstorm, you know, something like that.
And I was like, woo!
I was very excited. And people like were yelling, like they weren't like, be like, Becky! And I'm like, hi! Like, people recognize me.
Oh my gosh.
I was like, I felt like a child, like, hi.
I feel like I was like right there, like, I'm nervous for you.
I was so nervous. And the gal who's their tour manager is the sweetest gal. Like,
good.
And so I was chatting with her for a minute and she's like, oh man, like, awesome. For,
good.
Like,
that's always way better than being like, hey, you have like 5 minutes. Like go out there. And, yeah. And you're like,
yeah, we got to chat for a minute. She's like, oh, stay by me. If anybody says anything, just stay here with me. But afterwards, we went back to the bar we were originally at. And got drinks, and I was just done because I.
That's a long effing
from like 3:30 in the morning. I think I slept in till 4.
Ooh,
right,
wow.
When I was supposed to leave, I think. No, that's not true because I showered, so I woke up at 3:30. And I was just dying. It was like midnight, and my friend's like, "I want to keep drinking, whatever." I'm like, "Hey, you haven't seen the station yet. Let me give you a tour of the station." We came back. We were hanging out with Ryan the Beard, and he asked us to take a picture in the green room. I sat. My mistake was I sat in the couch. And I was like, okay, guys, I cannot drive anywhere. I need to sleep. Give me.
Oh.
I'm like, I need a power nap, maybe 20 minutes. But if I'm out, I
set don't wake me up.
I set an alarm for an hour.
What'd they do?
And so they ended up just BSing.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Nice catch.
So I was laying on the couch. We were kind of like yin and yang, my friend Ashton and I.
Yeah.
Like on the one side of the couch, and then my buddy was on the other side, and they were BSing. I was asleep. I wake up when my alarm went off. I'm like, okay, I'm not ready. And I went back to sleep. And I think I woke up around 3 in the morning. 3 something.
Damn. And your friend, I assume, was too intoxicated to drive.
Well, yeah. Like, I mean, they were fine.
They were fine. Just chilling.
Yeah, but it was my car, and so it took us forever to get up. I'm like, come on, let's get up, let's do this. It was just hard.
Yeah,
we got our stuff. I had to drive my buddy back to his car by the arena, and drive my friend back to Marysville, and then drive back to Lake Stevens. So I got to bed at 5:30 in the morning to my bed.
Oh,
and I slept for a couple of hours, and then had to go to the store, and I went to Federal Way to get to the store to pick up ingredients for my dish for Rev's party. And I went to the party and got stuck in traffic and then drove back to Everett for Taryn's thing. And I was there for about an hour. And then I left and I immediately went to bed at 8 o'clock.
Yeah. I'm surprised you even made it to Rev's or Taryn's thing, honestly.
Like, if she hadn't asked for me to come, I would have just gone straight home. But I was just tired. And I was falling asleep on the couch at Rev's. I'm like, I'm just going to chill here with my eyes closed. Like, I wasn't actually
just
sleeping.
Just resting my eyes.
Because I felt super uncomfortable. Like, I felt awkward. I'm like, well, I could have literally fallen asleep right then and there. But I'm like, I can't. Don't do it. Yeah. Just rest. But, yeah.
Damn.
So if I was a little lethargic, you know why.
That's a long day. And, like, for me.
Long 2 days.
For me, when I get stuck in traffic for longer than, like, an hour or something, mm-hmm. I freak out.
It's like, no, thank
you. I am done. And, like, I don't know. I have to, like, after getting out of the car, I have to, like, just chill. Like, be mm-hmm. by myself for, like, a second and just, because I'm going to be a bitch. It's just, like, I don't know. Like, traffic sometimes, I'm fine. And then I just hit my, like, when the Blue Angels were in town, mm-hmm. I was like, holy S, I'm in traffic. This sucks. Let's make best of it. La, 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 la. And then I was like,
It's worse when you're by yourself.
Yeah.
It gets
more
frustrating. At least if there's somebody there, you can BS with them and just chat. So it doesn't seem so bad.
Yeah, except when I'm with my boyfriend. Oh my God, he's such a little bitch. No offense, I love him. But like in traffic or anything or bad drivers, he gets like...
angry?
He gets...
It's yeah. Like my dad too. When he's in traffic, he's like, I hate traffic. And that's why I don't let him drive in Seattle. I make him get out of the car and I drive in Seattle.
Yeah, it's like, well, I can't do anything about it. Like, let's just put on some good music and just try to make the best of it. Right. We're spending time together.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, that's badass. I'm so proud of you. That's so dope.
So I slept all day Monday when I got home.
Yeah, right after work. Bye.
Yeah, at a couple appointments and then just got home and passed out for like 4 hours. My friend's like, did you get a nap in? She's like, I slept for 4 hours. She's like, that's not a nap.
I still call it a nap.
I'm like, I woke up and I had to do stuff after and then I get to go back to sleep in like 3 hours.
It's a nap. Yeah. It's Sometimes my naps turn into 4 hours and I'm like, it's just a great nap. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And then I didn't get to sleep yesterday. So once I get home, I'm going to have lunch with a friend, my old roommate, Melissa, actually from the podcast.
Oh, my. Tell her to stop having a normal 9-to-5 job.
Right.
And
maybe one of these days, because apparently she works 4 blocks from us.
Oh, hell yeah. She can. That's like the courthouse distance. She can walk.
Yeah, she can walk here, get lunch, and be on the podcast maybe
yes.
one of these days. Especially, like, we do have sad news. This is not goodbye forever, but Sage is working for,
she got a
different job. So she no longer works here, but she will be in on the podcast from time to time.
She will.
Yeah, when if we can do it on a weekend, we do a special episode.
Yeah, we can should definitely do Saturday morning sometime and then have all the old school people.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Good luck, Sage. I forgot. Yay. I mean, I didn't forget.
Love you, Sage. Sailor Sage.
Congrats. She's working for now like a weed thing, a weed company, which is so her.
Right. It's perfect.
Yeah.
One final thing before we get going, because it is running long. Pain of the grasses this weekend. So talking about a crazy ass weekend.
Yeah, dude.
To the next crazy ass weekend. And then the next weekend's my birthday.
Yeah, pain. You guys should come. White River.
Yeah,
this weekend, Friday, Saturday.
If
holy
you can,
moly.
I totally recommend getting the VIP, the premium experience tickets, because you get fed. You get there's like the private bars there. So it's just easier access to alcohol. You don't have to stand on those giant lines that you see out
the
front.
Usually like the premium, there's like an undercover area, right?
Yes.
And just in case like if tent. It is hot, you could get some shade.
Which was very helpful last year. And you get to watch
so helpful.
Interview all the bands.
Yeah, no, that was, I think that's.
Yeah, you're right there watching these. The musician.
And it's more of like an intimate setting, you know?
Exactly. Or if you can't, there are tickets to just our parties. Like we have like the BJ and Migs party on Saturday. And you can, you get a beer included with it, a t-shirt, a bag, like with goodies. And I picked one of those.
With goodies in it.
The one that, this was my idea.
Oh, yeah.
This one.
And you get to meet us.
And hang out with us. We'll BS with you. We'll sign your stuff, which, I mean, I'll sign anything. I've signed some boobs. I've signed a butt. I signed a forehead once.
She'll sign your
penis. I'm not signing that.
Oh. Darn.
Because I don't know if it's dirty or not.
That's fine.
Oh, man. But it's going to be a crazy.
I cannot believe it's already here, dude.
I need to sleep. I'm going to go home and sleep so much after this.
To get ready to rage.
Basically.
For pain.
All right. But so we apologize for last week's podcast not being a thing. But do hit us up.
Yes.
If you had texted us with all the answers.
Please
and stuff,
do. I'm so curious.
With every one of you guys, Moose, all you guys.
Yeah.
But yeah, thank you guys for listening. And we'll talk about pain next week.
Woohoo! Bye.
Bye.